Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, today will be sunny with a high near 31 degrees. Tonight mostly clear, a low around 29, and on Tuesday sunny with a high near 44. In the news for today, from Kenosha on Friday, the jury in the double homicide case for 18-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse returned a not guilty on all charges verdict resulting from the shooting incident on Saturday, August 25th. This happened after two nights of racial justice street protests following the police shooting of Jacob Blake Jr. on August 23rd. On that date, Blake was shot seven times in the back by Kenosha police officer Rustin Shesky, who was cleared of all charges. Rittenhouse was charged with the murder of Joseph Rosenbaum and Anthony Huber and a reckless endangerment shooting of Gage Grosskreutz. Rittenhouse, who was 17 years old at the time of the shooting, carried an AR-15 assault-style rifle as he testified he needed for protection that evening, saying he came to Kenosha to protect private property and serve as a medic. The judge in the case, Bruce Schroeder, had created a charged atmosphere in the courtroom even before the start of the trial, declaring that those shot by Rittenhouse could not be called victims, but could be referred to as rioters and looters. Schroeder sparred with the prosecutors throughout the trial, in which defense attorneys filed for two separate dismissals. The case has proven that with Wisconsin's open carry laws and other self-defense rulings, that it would be difficult to prove Rittenhouse would be found guilty of the charges. It was a case where evidence drew largely on bystander video and drone footage. Rittenhouse was facing life in prison if found guilty on all counts. In a breaking story from WPR News this morning, Waukesha residents are grieving and still trying to process the tragedy that now plagues the city's holiday parade. Shortly after 4:30 p.m. on Sunday, a driver plowed through the Waukesha Christmas parade downtown, killing at least five people and injuring more than 40. The joyous scene of marching bands and children dancing in Santa hats and carrying pom-poms turned deadly in an instant as an SUV spread through a barricade and slammed into the popular and crowded Christmas parade in suburban Milwaukee as spectators watched in horror. Waukesha Police Chief Dan Thompson said late Sunday evening his department won't be releasing any information on fatalities until authorities have the opportunity to notify families of the deceased. A person of interest is in custody, Thompson said, and the investigation is ongoing. City officials plan to hold a news conference today at 1 p.m. And briefly, today is the deadline for federal employees to agree to being vaccinated for the COVID-19 virus. They will be the largest workforce in the country to get vaccinated under a mandate imposed by President Biden in September. The vast majority of the 3.5 million employees covered by the mandate have been fully vaccinated, and an additional 5% of workers have requested or received an exception or an extension. The Nearly Noon News will be following the results of the day and report back on Tuesday. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.